Okay, so for the next couple of shiurim, we're going to be discussing various issues relating to Imanu Ha'isem. Today's topic is going to be the particular type of Imanu Ha'isem, which is phrased by the Achronim as Hazama V'Hachasha V'Basachas, right? Where you combine both a Hachasha and Hazama, and the question is going to be what the status is. But let's just see the opening Mishnah, and we'll see how, based on the Mishnah's presentation of the Dinim, Hazama v'Hachasha, why the Mishnah leaves open this middle ground for a machlokas in the later Rishonim and Achronim. Let's just get Noam. Would you mind just starting us off the Mishnah we've seen after, right? And Daf Hey, Ketzad. All right, so the right Mishnah starts off that if you have a case where the second kind of Edim talk about the makom of the Nerag or the Horeg, that is considered Hachasha. So it's clear from the Mishnah that if you're just talking about the Horeg or the Nerag, that's considered Hachasha, not Hazama. Oh, but if you talk about only the makom, the placement, or the whereabouts of the Edim, the first cut, then it's considered Hazama. So we have in the Mishnah, where if you focus exclusively on the Horeg or the Nerag is Hachasha, exclusive focus on the Edim Zomim is Hazama. So that leaves open the middle case. Let's say it's both. Right. Let's say you have the second cut of Edim coming along and saying both Imanu Ha'isem in regards to the Edim, the first cut, and Im HaHoreg and Im HaNerag. What is the din in that case? So let's start off with Mefarshim, who say that this is a case of Hazama. All right, so the first approach are going to be the Mefarshim, who think that a case of Hazama v'Hachasha v'Basachas is considered Hazama. So who is the Rishon, seemingly a little out of left field, who is the Rishon who adopts this approach that Hazama v'Hachasha v'Basachas is considered Hazama? What? You're right, the Torah that's earlier than even the Torah. Who is the Rishon who says this? The Tosfos right in Ksubis, right? It comes in a little bit out of left field, but this is a Gemara in the Ksubis, Daf Chaf Gimel Amin Aleph. Everyone can just, let's have the Tosfos written. Again, I have it, on the Marmakoma sheet. Although it's Al Adaf, it's just very small many Gemara, so I thought it'd be easier to read altogether, in bigger font. So it's very important. There are a bunch of Diyukim in the Tosfos Rid to need to be mentioned. Some we're going to focus on, some we're not even going to have so much time to focus on, but let's go through this. So again, in the Piskei Arid, he's going to quote the context of the Gemara that is important. Who wants to take it away? Yitzhak, what do you mind?
Rashi Amar L'Olam Chevi Trei, the Eifach. So the case is Chevi Trei, but flip around the Pesach of the Beretzah.
So what's the case? Shnayim.
So Shnayim Amar Reinu Hashin Eskacha, Shnayim Amar Lo Reinu Hashin Eskacha.
Right, so you have this Trei or Trei. First cut says we saw the kedushin. Second cut says we didn't see the kedushin. So, what's the brisa's psak? Right. Okay, so you can't get married, and you have to be tetze if you do it because that first cut said that she is an ishish. So Gemara is going to say,
Shita, Lori Nu Einaraya.
Right. The fact that the second cut said that they didn't see anything, that doesn't prove anything. There are a lot of things that happen in this world that two people happen not to see. So the fact that the second cut didn't see the kedushin, of course, that's not going to play any role. So, of course, you'd rely on the first cut in that case. What's the havmina otherwise?
They're all in one cut there. Now, the tema isa de kadesh kolis islal milsa. So, you might think that if there really was a kedushin there, then they would have heard about it if they're all in one cut there.
So, therefore, the fact when they say lo reinua means also we didn't hear about it, and therefore that is a raya. It's not a stam lo reinua in a raya. When they say, oh, we didn't hear the kol, so that's a raya that didn't take place. So havamina that would, at least produce a counter to the first Edim who says is an ishish. Kamash Mulan, no.
Yeah, Kamash Mulan, David Yinchi, Demekachi Bitsina. People sometimes do it in private.
In private, so therefore there wouldn't be a kol, and therefore the lo re'inua of the second cut ain't a raya. Oh, but now this is the key for our purposes.
So v'ikasha, time of the Amri lo re'inua, shineskacha, the lo re'inua ain't a raya. So if you're going to ask that on the reasoning of lo reinua in a raya,
right? Sounds like the only reason why we favor the first cut and say teitze is because the second cut has this very shvach taina or edus of lo renua. But
avoli amri bi ikra l'neskacha. But if they would say that
not only that we didn't see the kedusha, but no, the kedusha didn't take place. Right. Well, how could they say that? Right, because if they were saying that we were in the same place with the Bali Dover, in essence, and we're going to see later from his answer, not only are they going to testify that they're in the same place as the Bali Dover, they're also testifying they're in the same place as the Edom. Right, in that case, as Edus Brura, they're saying it didn't take place. Not just that we didn't see it, but no, it didn't take place. We were with the Bali Dover, we were with the first cut, and yet it no kedushin took place.
So,
Hachanami dimnesis loseitze. In this case, the diak is the only reason why it's teitze is because the second cut had the shvach edus of lo renua. Mashma, but if that edus brura, where they say it actually didn't happen, then lo teitze, maybe we would rely on that second cut to allow the woman to stay with the other man that she married.
Right.
So basically, even if the second edus is an edus brura, at the end of the day, at the very least, it only creates a treyotreg. Subik d'oraisa, therefore, subik d'oraisa, just like subik d'oraisa creates, you know, would be mechayiv and asham taloi, it should be mechayiv teitze in this case. So basically, the question is, what's the diak of the Gemara if even in this other case, it would be the psak simile of lot of teitze. So now he clarifies the question again. Right, saying if it was really Edus Brura that the second cut was being made, that they were with the Edim and the Balei Davar, and therefore they can clearly say, since we were with all you guys, we can say with certainty that the kedushin didn't take place.
Because if really there was a kedushin, we would have seen it. Elah shaker atam edim, so they're saying shaker. Ain lomer bekan trei betrei.
Why?
Shazus yas hazama gemura.
This case where you say imanu ha'isim to the edim, and you're saying that you were with the balei davar, this is considered hazama gemura.
Meaning, since they're saying that since all of you were with us in this place and we didn't see it, so how could you have seen it? That makes it into
Hazama, and then in an Uba Hazama.
Uba Hazama, you mean a Torah Edus Hachron, and but the Edus Harishonim. By Hazama, the Torah believes the second.
Exactly. So in that case, we would believe the second cut, and in that case, the Psak would be not only Lo Tetz, but therefore explain, continues, Holkach.
Holkach, Taima Damri Lo Renua Deina Rai the Tetz.
Right, and therefore it's only in that case where the Brisa gives where Lo Renua that it's Tetz, because in this case of Edus Brura, not only we would say Lo Tetz, but L'chatzchila, as he says later, you'd be able to get married because we believe the second cut that the condition didn't take place. Before we get into any other, there's another idea in the next line, but we'll hold off for now. So Tosa Rid is the earliest Makor for this idea. Here, all this background is to get to the fact that there's a case of Hazama Bachasha Basachas, and yet he calls it Hazama. As long as there's Imanu Ayisim on the Edim, it's considered Hazama, and we're totally going to believe the second Edim. So point number one in Tosa Rid is that he's the earliest source for that Hazama Bachasha Basachas is considered Hazama. Yeah.
What if it was reversed? What if it was, like, instead of, let's say the first cast came and said, We were with the Mekadesh, the Mekadeshes, all day, and there was no Kiddushin.
Well, there would be no Kabbalah Seidus on that, but...
If they were with them all day?
I'm saying,
why is there more Kabbalah Seidus on...
I'm saying, no one would ever come... I mean, there's no Kabbalah Seidus in saying there's no Kiddushin.
No, because one caste came and said that they're married, and then another caste came and said, we were with them all day, they weren't married, nothing about the eight. And then two more Edim came and said, what are you talking about? We were with all four of you all that day. Like meaning the
so you're saying originally there's Edus, then there's then there's Hachasha.
Then on that Hachasha.
Okay, so good. We'll get to
meaning
that.
Meaning then you just flipped it. And now
there's a Sugya which we'll get to later in the summer called Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. Right, so Sugya, let's say there's Hachasha and then there's Hazama. And as you can tell, there's a phrase in the Gemara called Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. So you're alarmed and already you see that phrase. It's like, whoa, okay. We have to be mind in the Sugya about the nature relationship between Hachasha and Hazama. We'll get there. Okay?
No, but I'm even saying like, Meaning it's the fact
there's,
that...
There's a question whether the fact that the Hachasha came first, will that now not allow for any Hazama later?
Oh, okay.
That's what it comes into. So hold up. So again, so Ha'ara number one, and it's also written, is that Hazama v'Hachasha v'Achas is considered Hazama. Point number one. Point, yeah.
Is it totally clear in the answer that you're talking about the case where you're being Hazim also the...
Bali Davar? Well, again, first it's Mefurish in the question, if that's the case. Well, presumably the question is just, I mean, presumably the answer is just answering the question. I mean, if the question is one case and the answer is a second case, that's not really good. So that's point number one. So point number one, he makes that clear in the question. That presumably that's not changing. And also, even in the answer, when he says, "V'lo yitachen sheneskatcha ba'oso ayom," right? If they're only with the Edom, how can they be saying with certainty that this kedushin didn't take place? I mean, it could be the mekadesh and the right, the isha and the man were elsewhere. So the fact that even in the answer he says for sure we were with the edim and we know this kedushin didn't take place, it sounds like they're saying that the iman va'yisim was not only on the edim, it was also on the bali davar. That's what I think. But what is, and this is pointed out to me by a lot of the chevra, what's an additional chiddush of the Tosas read? Not only is he applying azama in the case of azama v'achasha v'asachas, what else is unique about this case? What? It's also makom, right? Excellent. And we'll get back to this later. The Mari ben Leiv in the Lacha Mishnah. But Lacha Mishnah, in this case, when the second kat is saying imanu ayisem, they're not saying to the edim, "Yeah, I was with you in a different place." They're saying, "No, I was with you in that same chatzah that you claim to be." And yet, and we'll get to why this is a chiddush when we get to it later. But even in that case, where it's imanu ayisem, but also makom, where you could say, so at the end of the day, the Imanu Ha'isem is not really arguing with the Edom, because the Edom said, first Kat of Edom said, "Yeah, we saw a Kedushin here." Second Kat says, "Yeah, we were with you in that Chatzar." Okay, you didn't say anything yet, right? Then when they say, "Oh, nothing happened," that's when they start talking. So we'll see later. In the case where the Imanu Ha'isem is Ba'oso Makom, one could claim there is no significance to the Imanu Ha'isem Ba'oso Makom, because you're not arguing yet. The only significance to that, the Edus, becomes when they say that no Kiddushin took place. And therefore you would say, if the only significance is when they're machish the case itself, so what would you consider that? Hachasha. So again, the fact that Tosar Rid considers this case to be Hazama, Chiddush number one is that it's Hazama and Hachasha. Chiddush number two, even the Hazama of Imanu Ha'isem doesn't seem to be such a Hazama because it's Ba'osa Maka. There's another, as I discussed with the Chevra in Seder, there's another diuk to be made. I don't want to discuss it right now because I'm not sure we're going to have time to cover everything else. There's another diuk to be made in the Piskei Rid, in Tosa Rid. And the second to last line, when he's explaining, right, the Havamina, right, remember that, when the Gemara asks, if the case is just lo renua, the second Kat was just saying that we didn't say the Kedushin, the Gemara asks, Shita, of course that's, I mean, just because the second Kat didn't see anything, lo renua, there's never a raya. So the Gemara says, the Havmina is because of the kol. Oh, it's very important. When the Piskei Rid is in that second to last line, it says, when he's explaining the Havmina, it says, lo amrinan isa diniskacha kala isla, the Havmina, that there would have been a kol. So Pashas, there's a kol. And if there's a raya against, raya to hachasha, there's a raya against, the content of the first Edus. But he doesn't say hachasha. He says, va'akasi hazamahi. He calls it even that case where all the second kat said was lo re'inua. They never said imanu ha'isem. All they said is lo re'inua, and they have a kol to back them up, or a lack of kol to back them up. Even that case, the Piskei Rid considers hazama, even though they didn't say imanu ha'isem. Very, very, very chiddush, which requires explanation. I don't want to get into it right now because this gets a little complicated. In short, so the short answer is that even though they don't say imanu ha'isem explicitly, it sounds like there's an implicit imanu ha'isem, because since everyone agrees that everyone is in the same chatzar, right? The edim say they were in the chatzar. The first kat says they were in the chatzar. Or the first kat claims they were in that chatzar. The bali davar claims they were in the chatzar. And now the second kat claims to be in that chatzar. So when they're saying lo re'inua, there seems to be maybe an implicit imanu ha'isem, which it's a huge chiddush that the Piskei Rid will take an implicit imanu ha'isem and consider that hazama, when everything we've learned up until now is saying that hazama is only when the whole point of hazama is that the formulation of your edus is imanu ha'isem is focusing on the edim zomim as the nidonim, as the balei davar. It's a huge chiddush to consider it an implicit Imanuel Yisim to also be Hazama. But I don't want to get too much into that. Yeah. Yeah, you can ask a question. But,
couldn't you say that that Imanuel Yisim is just an example of a case of Hazama, and that what's happening in this case is that they're not actually attacking, they're like, the second cast isn't actually attacking the Eidos, but the first cast.
Not attacking the Eidim.
Not attacking either the Eidos or the
Eidim. Well, they are saying, because they're saying, no, low renew the Kol.
They're saying, meaning the same way that by saying Imanuel Yisim, implicitly, you can implicitly infer that they're lying. So too, when you say, it's a fact that I would have heard a Kol if there was a Kedushin, and we would have seen it, or we would have heard a Kol, and because we didn't hear a Kol, nothing about your Eidos, we didn't hear a Kol. So because of that.
But where's the focus on the God, right? Then?
It's on the Edom Hamazimim.
No, but where are the Edom Hamazimim focusing on the exactly? Hatzama is all about undermining the Edom Zomim Begavra.
Not necessarily according to the Piskei.
So you say maybe the Tosfot has another chiddush that anytime anything that something is not a direct hachasha, it's considered Hatzama.
Yeah, it's not. It has to be Kufa Shel. It's not actually on the.
Okay. Yush Chiddush. Anything you say is going to be a Yush Chiddush. But yeah, so we'll talk about that. A little bit more. That's just, it should be on your radar to think about that Piskei, right? But either way, it's also read as a Yush Chiddush in terms of expanding Hazama, even without the last Diuk, expanding again Hazama to Hachasha, Hazama Pasachas. He's expanding it even to the case where the Hazama is Bos Makom. That alone are huge expansions of Hazama, let alone this other case where he's even willing to, you know, apply Hazama to the Havamina, where you don't say Imanuel Yisim at all. Good. The first raya to this idea that Hazama Hachasha Pasachas is Hazama is the Tosfot Rid. After the Tosfot Rid, the probably more famous makor for this idea is, you said before?
Not the
tour, right? So the tour, again, who doesn't, right? The tour who doesn't talk about this case explicitly, he doesn't discuss the case of Hazama v'chasha basachas, but which of the Nosa Kalim is Medayik in the tour? First the Lech HaMishnah, then Tosfot Yontov. Let's go through each one. So Lech HaMishnah has two diukim that the tour would apply the din of Hazama this case of Achasha Vazam Vazachas. Right, we're a little late for time. So what are the Lech HaMishnah's two diukim? One's a diuk in Lashon, and one is a diuk just in Svara. And remember the diuk in Lashon from the tour? No? If you look at the Lech HaMishnah carefully, right, he's bringing two rayas from the tour. The first one is the Lashon of the tour, because if you look carefully at the Lashon of the tour, when he's formulating the difference, right, the tour asks, Ma Yesh Ben Achasha LaHazama. Does anyone have the Lech HaMishnah? You have it, Mayor?
Yeah.
Right, so one said, where does he get to it? You see, we divrei hatur?
We divrei hatur.
Yeah.
Chosh mishvet zimin al-ches, sivav, mashre kach, shakasev, mayish bin hachash la-hazama, hachasha inu v'guf, v'idim, v'chulei.
All right, this is very key, right? He said right there. He says, hachasha is only when it's inu v'guf v'idim. So the diuk that Lech HaMishnah is saying is that the Torah says the only time something is considered a chasha is when it's not begufa edim mashma, that if it's also begufa edim, automatically considered hazama. So diuk number one is from the lashon of the Torah. The fact that the Torah says a chasha is when it's not begufa edim mashma, that if it's also begufa edim, it's considered hazama. And diuk number two is in the svara, because what's the svara, right? What is the svara, Avidan, that the Torah gives for why we believe the Mazimin over the Zomim? But he gives the Baladavra svara. So the Torah says, Misvara, if the emunas of the Mazimim over the Zomim is that, right, the Mazimim are always believed against the Baladavra, so that says that, not Chemeshna, as long as the Mazimim also speak about the Zomim as Baladavra, boom, that's going to give the Mazimim the emunas. The fact that they also talk about Achash, that's not going to take away anything, claims the Lech HaMishnah. So again, so two diukim of the Lech HaMishnah in Bittas HaTur. Number one is the Lashon, the fact that he formulates Hachashas whenever there's no discussion of Gufa Idim. Mashma, that you also discuss Gufa Idim, it's Hazama. Number two, that the Svara of Balei Davar also applies in this case, because as long as you also speak about the Edim Zomim as Balei Davar, the Mazimim are going to have the net modus. So, right, so Lech HaMishnah says the Bittas HaTur, and Meir, you said this before, which other Mefarish on the Mishnayos? Exactly, the Tosfot Yontov also. Tosfot Yontov doesn't have the Diuk in the Lashon.
So are we saying that according to the Lech HaMishnah, the Torah is saying that anything that's not, that is B'gufa Edim, is
Going to have the Din of Hazama, exactly. right? And the right Tosas Yontif has a right is focused on the Svara, right? After presenting the Svara of Bali Davar of the tour, he says based on that Svara, he says Venira de la Svaraso, right? According to that Svara of Bali Davar, any time the Mazimim are talking about the Zomim as Bali Davar, the Mazimim are going to believe, even in the case of Azama v'Achasha v'Basach. Okay, so Ankan, the first approach that thinks that Hazama v'Achasha v'Bas Achas is considered Hazama. So first we have the Tosas Rid, Chiddush in its own right, and then we have the Tur, as interpreted both by the Lecha Mishnah and by the Tosas Yontif. Fine. Now let's transition to the second Mahalach, which says that the reason that in the case of Hazama v'Achasha v'Bas Achas is considered Achasha. So who is the prominent Rishon who says this? Who says Hazama v'Achasha v'Bas Achas considered Achasha? The Rambam, right? This is the key Rambam in Yud Ches base. Okay, so let's just read this inside again, right? Seems like we've read this a bunch of times, but just, you know, it's important to see this inside. Okay, would you mind Shmuel? You see, do you have the Rambam? No? Anyone have it? Mordechai, you have it? So the Rambam Yud Ches Beis, again, there are a number of times where the Rambam seems to say this beferish. This is why it's striking that some still are not willing to interpret the Rambam like this. But let's just go through some of the diukim which imply the Rambam. And we'll see later on in the share why some of these diukim are going to be important for how to be magdir the case. Go for it, Mordechai. You see, you ma bein hachash al hazama. A couple lines into Halacha Beis.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so Hachasha is when you are all focused on the Edus, that you directly contradicted or you implicitly contradicted. Very important, right? It says the definition of Hazama is when they talk about, when the Mazimim talk about the Edim Zomim Begavra and don't know anything about the case itself, right? Again, implying that if they do know something about the case itself and if they talk about the case itself, that's not going to be Hazama, and that's what he says in the next Ketzad.
Ketzad, Edim Shabau Be'amril, Reinu Zeh Shahara Getanatash, Olove Mane, Lutoni, Beyom Toni, Makam Toni.
So Papashas, this is the case of you both have Imanu Aisim on the Edom and you have Achasha on the Edus itself. He says, how is you Achasha? Seemingly very consistent. He said before that if you combine Hazama with the case itself, it's going to be considered Achasha, and exactly that's what he says now. And if you skip a little bit towards the end, when he gives the gate, when he discusses the actual case of Azama, you say about Amru Lahem.
Avon Amru Lahem, Anu in Anu Yodim, Imze Harag Zeb Yom Zeb Yishalayim, Moshatim Omrim Olo Haragu.
Explicitly, I don't know what happened. Oh, the Anu. All they say is that, but you, the Edim, Imanu Ayisem.
The Haragu Zomim, the Haragin, O Misham.
This is the case of Azama. This is, now again, it repeats it again. Howel.
Howel by Edim Shehezimim Loish Gihu al Asma Shel Edus Kwal im MSH Haya Osha.
Exactly. Again, the reason why it's Azama, because they're not relating at all to the case itself. So it seems very clear from all the Dzukim in the Rambam, it's like three or four Dzukim, that the only case of Azama is where you're not Misyaches at all to the case at hand. And if you combine the two, he calls it Achasha.
But do they need to say specifically that they have no idea about the case or not? Because then I guess you could have where someone said, well, you do actually know what's happening.
Okay, good. So that Nakuda is what the Mefarshim at the end, Mari Beirav, Marobach, that's what they're going to be arguing about. We'll get to it then. Exactly. So that's going to get into, so what's the gedder of Hachasha Vazem Vaz Achas? You know, how much knowing or speaking or intending to relate to the case to the case itself is going to undermine the Hazama, and I just mentioned three options very quickly, but we're going to spell each of them out. Okay, good. So, while the Rambam is clear, seemingly clear, that Hazama, Hachasha Vas Achas, is considered Hachasha, he doesn't explain why. Why is it? At the end of the day, we had the Taina before, and you're also speaking about the Edim Zomim right, begavra, it's also hazama, so why don't you consider hazama? Why does the Rambam consider it to be a case of achasha? So let's present two explanations for Shitas Rambam. The one is given by the Lechem Mishnah. What is the explanation given by the Lechem Mishnah? What? Exactly. In short, it's Embo El Chidusha. Right, Lechem Mishnah L'Shitaso, right, interprets the Rambam in Yudchas Gimel Gzeres HaKosev as saying that, right, Gzeres HaKosev, that the Rambam has no Svara, right, and the way he learns Abaye Rava is that, according to the Rambam, Abaye agrees with Rava's Eid Zomim Chidushu. And the way the Lechem Mishnah understands that, that means that the Chidush Blitam, there's no reasoning at all. So according to this, the Rambam completely rejects the Baal Dover approach. It's Treyer Trey. It's the whole Parsha of Azam is a Chiddush. So Lechem Mishnah says, oh, Rambam L'Shitaso. If the whole Parsha of Azam is a Chiddush, then Ein Bo Ela Chidusho. The only time the Torah is Mechadesh that you have this Din of Azama is when it's only Azama. You're only talking about the Gavr Edim. But once you start changing the case to not only talking about the Gavr Edim, but you're also talking about the case, Ein Bo Ela Chidusho, we're not going to extend the Chiddush of Azama to such a case. So that is the way to explain the Rambam, right? If you assume that the Rambam is working within Trei Trei, Ein Bo Ela Chidusha. Good. Is there any way, though, remember, we mentioned in previous Yerim, that the, you know, the overall evidence of the Rambam, especially based on Perish Mishnayos, seems to point in the Baal Davar perspective. That really the Rambam agrees that the Edim Zomim are the Baal Davar. So the question is, wasn't the Torah right? If Hazama works through making the Zomim to be Baal Davar, Torah says, within that approach is Pashit, that Hazama v'achasha v'asachas should be considered Hazama, because as long as you also, you know, talk about the Zomim as Baal Davar, that should suffice to consider Hazama. So how can we be metarits the Rambam, that the Rambam would call this case of Hazama v'achasha v'asachas to be achasha even within the Baal Davar approach?
Because even though it seems to be a chasha.
Exactly. So even though the Rambam holds that we consider the Zomim Balei Davar, but is that a Svar Pshuta to consider it that? No, it's still a Chiddush to consider them to be the Balei Davar. Okay, good. Stage number one. So if you say that the Rambam, and again, you have to say that with the Rambam, because the Rambam in Yudchas Gimel, right, does say that it's a Gzeres HaKosev. And we pointed out that the Tzlach's Diyuk to say, oh, that's only talking about Trei Kameya, that doesn't, you know, work so well. So Bepashas, the Rambam holds, yes, even if the Rambam holds the Baal Davar approach, he thinks that it's a Chiddush to consider them Baal Davar. Okay, so that's step one. So once it's a Chiddush to consider the Zomim Baal Davar, so how does that work in this case?
The Chiddush would only apply, but only make them Baal Davar in a case where they don't testify about the Nidonim or like the Harim and Arak.
Excellent. But, exactly. So we're saying, once, like, considering the Zomim to be Balei Davar is precarious, right? It's not so pashut, because, you know, overall, the focus of the case is on the case itself. So we can say that the only time that Chiddush, not like Ein Bo Ela Chidusha, it's like Misvar, that the only time the Chiddush applies to consider the Zomim to be the Balei Davar is when that's the sole focus of the Mazimim. When the sole focus of the Mazimim is on the Zomimim as Balei Davar, it's all about where they were at the time. So in that case, we can say, that's a case within a case. They're the Balei Davar. But once the Mazimim also start talking about the case itself, so then we're going to say, no, it's not so, since it's precarious to begin with, to consider the Zomim to be the Balei Davar, because in essence, we care about the case itself. And once the Mazimim start talking about the case itself, so then we're going to say, no, the real Nidon here is the case itself, and therefore it's considered Hakasha. So in short, the two possibilities in the Rambam, either the Lechem Mishnah's Ein Bo Ela Chidusho, or if the Rambam is a Trei Trei person, you say, oh, stop, Ein Bo Ela Chidusho, we don't expand it beyond any cases. We're now saying that even within the Baal Davar approach, since the Rambam holds the Baal Davar approach is a Chiddush, and the idea is that it's precarious to begin with to consider the Zomim to be the Balei Davar, you're only going to have that Chiddush when that's the sole and exclusive focus of the Mazimim. But once they start, you know, mixing in the case itself, so then we're going to say the Nidon is the case itself. So just to tie this up, it works out very well, the Shitasa Lechem Mishnah, and what we're saying right now. Because Lechem Mishnah, and when the Lechem Mishnah said that within the Baal Davar approach, then for sure that Azama v'achasha v'asachas is Azama, the Lechem Mishnah thought that was a Svar Pshuta. If you remember, right? He thought the Torah doesn't require Chiddush at all. So if you think that there's a Svar Pshuta to consider the Zomim to be the Baal Davar, so then you would apply that Svar Pshuta even in a case of Hachasha v'Azama v'asachas. But we're explaining, B'das HaRambam, that even though the Rambam holds the Baal Davar, he still thinks it's a chiddush to do so. So once you think it's a chiddush to consider them balei damer, you can say that that chiddush will not apply in the case of azama v'achasha v'balsachas. Okay, good.
Why do you have to take it to that step of saying, like,
which one?
Of it's balei damer. I mean, why can't you just say the chiddush is that it has to be about?
Within who? Within the Rambam? Within Torah?
Within the Rambam.
Within the Rambam, yeah.
Why do you have to say that the Chiddush is that... Why do you have to say that it is a case of Al-Dabar, and within Al-Dabar, the Chiddush is that it has to be within...
The Lech Mishnah gave the alternative. Lech Mishnah says if you take the Trey approach within the Rambam, you can just say, all you have to say is Ein Bo L'Chiddusha. We're saying, but you can even explain this position of the Rambam within the Al-Dabar approach. Because even if you think the Rambam holds the Baldav approach based on Perush Mishnayos,
but meaning it's not clear. Meaning the Rambam doesn't necessarily hold either way. Because if you're saying that the Chiddush is that the Eidos of the Mazimin have to be about the Baal, so then of course that fits in with Perush Mishnayos. Because Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam's whole thing is it has to be about the Eid, and then once you have that, then the Chiddush is that it has to be about the Eid. Why do you also have to say that this is a Baldover case?
I'm not sure if I'm following. Did anyone else?
Meaning, Perush Mishnayos.
What's the subject of your question? What are you asking on? Why we're trying to explain the Rambam within the Baldover approach?
Why are you forced to go either Baldover or Trey?
No, we're trying.
You have no right.
We're trying to explain both.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Lech Mishnah was saying, I'll just say like this. Lech Mishnah is saying the only way to explain the Rambam is within the Trey. Ain't Bala Chidusha. According to Lech Mishnah's presentation, if you hold a Baldover, for sure, Hazama v'chasha v'as achas is considered Hazama. So we're just saying, no, not necessarily. That even if the Rambam holds the Baldover approach, and I happen to be convinced of that to be enough, but put that aside, right? Even if the Rambam holds the Baldover approach, you can still explain why Hazama v'chasha v'as achas is considered Hachasha, because of this idea that in order for the Rambam to consider the Zomim, the Edom Zomim, to be the Balei Davar, that has to be the exclusive focus. So yeah, we're trying to say you can even explain the Rambam, you know, according to the Baal Dover approach.
Then all your rayas that the Rambam holds Baal Dover fall away. Because once you say that the Chiddush is that the Eidos has to be about the Eidim and not about the Eidos, then
in order for the Chiddush Torah to kick
in. Right, but then every time the Rambam says, like in Perush Mishnayos, when the Rambam says it has to be about the Eidim and not about the Eidos, he's not, how could you say he's talking about it in the context of Baal Dover? He's clearly talking about it in the context of his Chiddush. Which is that the Chiddush is that it has to be about the Eidim and not about the Eidos. So once you're saying the Chiddush of the Rambam is that it has to be about the Eid and not about the Eidos, so then every Raya falls away.
Again, I just think the way the Perush Mishnayos reads, where he's saying, oh, it's not Trey or Trey, it's rather about the Eidim, not
where
just...
it says Alpha Pisha or Trey or Trey?
Yeah, I thought that the transition is that, no, it's rather about the Eidim. Okay. I thought that's what made it sound like a Baal Dover. Not just the Din, that you can only speak about the Eidim, but just the presentation and the flow.
Maybe, why does Rebbe think that you can fit it into the word Baal Dover?
Just because it's a Chiddush to consider, I mean, according to the Rambam, it's a Chiddush to consider the Zomim to be the Baal Dover, so it could be the only time you're going to have that Chiddush is when that's the only thing that the Mazimim are focused on. When the Mazimim are only focused on the Makom of the Edim Zomim, so then you can say, okay, it's a case within a case. They're talking about the Zomim as Balei Davar. But once they start talking about the case itself, they're saying, oh, by the way, also Reuven didn't kill Shimon, right? So then, obviously, the Nidon is not just on the Zomim as the Balei Davar, it's also the case itself, and that you're going to say that's the Nidon. Yeah.
So we're saying in this mouth that we just presented, still saying Ein Bo L'Chiddusha, just that the Chiddush is...
But a little different. Not like an Ein Bo L'Chiddusha, they're like, oh, because the Chiddush... I mean, the Lech Mishnah is saying is that Ein Bo L'Chiddusha, because the Chiddush, therefore we just limit it, even though it doesn't make any sense. Just like the Rovan's idea. It doesn't make sense to say Mikhail Abba, but Ein Bo L'Chiddusha, we just limit a Chiddush. This is saying not just, oh, because it's a Chiddush, we limit it. It's just that the whole Chiddush is that it's like, I mean, it's not so clear that the Edom Zomim are the Balei Davar here, are the Nidon, because the Nidon is also the case itself. So the only time it makes sense, like Nisvara, to consider the Balei Davar the only time it makes sense to consider the Zomim to be the Balei Davar is that when that is the exclusive focus of the Mazimim. Once they start being Ma'ariv, the case itself, so then, it seems like the case is the Nidon. It's not just it's like a svara that because it wasn't clear to consider the zomim to be the balei davar, therefore we're only going to do that when that is the exclusive focus. It's slightly different. Okay, good. So is anybody tell me who is the parshan who even thinks the Rambam considers the classic case of hazama v'achash v'asachas to be hazama? Exactly, Mari ben Leiv, quoted by the Lecha Mishnah. So if you look really closely at the Mari ben Leiv in the Lecha Mishnah, he's going to have a very mechudish, interpretation of the Rambam, to say that even the Rambam agrees that hachasha v'hazama v'as'achas, in the classic case, is hazama. So, anyone have the Lecha Mishnah? Avidan, do you have it?
Yeah.
You see, Achrei, Kosvi, Reisi?
Achrei, Kosvi,
Reisi,
in Hiske, Marin, in Leiv.
So, did you say Deis? Deis Leir, right?
What?
Did you say Deis? Yeah, okay, sorry. Right, Deis Leir Rabbeinu, sorry.
Deis Leir Rabbeinu, that even when the Rambam says that
the Rambam is going to agree that in a case where you say that you were with the Balei Davar and the Edim, in a different place, that's case of Hazama. So you're saying the Rambam is going to agree in the Tosa Rid and the Tur, right, that if you're talking about the classic Imanu Ha'isim and Malkum Acher, that's going to be Hazama.
When the Rambam says that you were with them and you were with the Balei Davar and the Egyptians,
and that's considered Hachasha, what's that case?
That's place.
Exactly. Says the Zmar ben Leiv, the Rambam only paskins hachasha in that case of hazama v'hachasha when it's delo shinu hamakom. Why? Sha'amru.
Sha'amru ba'oso hamakom. Shazam omrim. Sham.
Hayinu. Or that same place that you, the first kind of Eidim we're talking about, we were there.
Aval shanu hamakom. Amru makom acher. Hayizmimanu. Atilu shomru. Halove gamkin.
Damkin, Havazama. But if it was the classic case of Hazama, Imanu Isim Valkam Acher, and with the Balei Davar, that would be the case of Hazama. So, anybody see where in the Rambam this Mar ben Leiv is coming from? Is there any diuk in the Rambam that. What's the diuk?
Exactly.
Makam Zeh. So, if you look carefully at the Rambam, right, that line itself, when the Rambam is describing the case of Hazama Vachash Vasachas, it actually says. Malkum Zeh. If you look at it carefully, it says Va'acher She'idu. Do you have it, Avidan?
Yeah. Va'acher She'idu Nivtiku Bal Shnayim Acher. Va'amru Beyom Zeh Malkum
Zeh. Oh, right. The Beyom Zeh. That's fine. Right in that same time. But Ube Malkum Zeh in that same place. Right. Hayinu Imachem Im Elu Kol Hayom, etc. So there is a diuk in the Rambam to go along with this Rida Marim and Leif, and that line. But what's the what do you want to say?
I was going to say, we all see the diuk in Hayinu Imachem versus Imanu Hayisu. Like, we were with you, as opposed to, like, saying, we were with us.
There
isn't the mission also Imanu?
I think the other cases are.
Yeah, the Rid had that same diuk.
So, what again? You're saying?
He says, the Yom Zeh, V'makum Zeh, Hayinu Imachem. Like, we were with you.
Okay, we were with
you. V'lo Hayin V'armiyol. And we were with you.
And we were with the Balei Davar. Yeah. So what were you adding?
As opposed to they were with us.
As opposed to saying...
Oh, they were... Okay.
That's the same question.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay, good. You're saying similar. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, so same. So not only Malkum Zeh, but also... Right, Imachem. I was with you. Fine, in that same place. Good.
It's the same question that the
Tosafot
also used, meaning...
But also Chatzir. Same idea. So in that line, it could be. But what's the problem? The rest of the Rambam. Right, the rest of the Rambam says, that's what we read the whole thing. The rest of the Rambam said repeatedly, the only time you have Hazama is when you're only talking about Imanu Ha'isim. Says the Rambam repeatedly, right? But if you start talking about the case itself, it's not Hazama, right? He repeatedly says, it's only when the Hazama, right? And it says, Ve'ilu Ha'edim Shazimim, Einan Yodim Im Niyah Davar Im Lo Niyah, or later on, right? Einan Yodim Im Zeharug, or later on, Lo Hishkichu Al Atzim Shal Edith Klau. So while Mar ben Leiv has a point in that actual case, and you have to figure out why the Rambam says it like that, the rest of the Rambam doesn't seem to be. like this. The rest of the Rambam seems very clear. The only case of Hazama is when it's Hazama exclusively, and there's no mention of the case itself. Yeah, keep it.
The Rambam also says Hazama is both sided. Like, it's not just there's one.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're, yeah. I mean, you're saying in the classic case of Hazama, he does say it's B'makom Acher.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. The Bavel Yerushalayim right. example. So, yeah. Right. 100%. 100%. I mean, that agrees with his deal.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that supports the Rambam and Leiv's deal. But at the end of the day, the rest of the Rambam seems very clear that Hazama is only when you don't talk about the case itself. It sounds like even if you have a classic case of Hazama, of Bavel Yerushalayim, but yet you talk about the case itself, that's going to be considered Hachashav. So that was in terms of the deal. But what's the svara of Marav Milev? Why is it, right? Why is it that when you say Imanu Hayisem, but also Makom, that's not considered Hazama? I mean, Mali Imanu Hayisem, but also Makom. Mali Imanu Hayisem, but Makom Acher. What's the difference, Ellie?
Because then the only thing they're actually arguing about is the actual case that happened.
Very important. Excellent. Right, especially if you take this Baldover approach, really, right? Is that the whole point is that when they said Imanu Ayisan b'makom acher, so you're arguing with the second kat, the Mazimim, are arguing with the Zomim about the placement of the Edom Zomim. So therefore you say it's a case within the case about the whereabouts, about the location of the Edom Zomim. That's only Imanu Ayisan b'makom acher. But in this case, where it's Imanu Ayisan, or Imcham Hayinu, right? Mordechai's Diok, right? But also Makom. So then, the Mazimim are agreeing with the Zomim about that point, right? Zomim, first Kat said, right, we gave this Edus in Yerushalayim. Mazimim come along and says, yeah, we were with you in Yerushalayim. So far, has there been any argument? No, they're agreeing. It's only then when they say, oh, but by the way, we were there and this didn't happen, that it becomes an Edus. So, if it's Ba'osa Makom, the only significant edus that the Mazimim are giving is all about contradicting the case. That's Hachasha. So, therefore, Marav Ben Leiv, right, if his diak was correct, it would make sense, Misvara, that Imanu Ayisen Ba'osa Makom would not be considered Hazama, because if it's Osa Makom, you haven't contradicted them in anything. And then the only thing you're contradicting them is about the case itself, and then that's Hachasha. But if you want something to be considered a Hazama, it's only when the Imanu Ayisem, the Makom Acher, so then, okay, so now we're talking about your placement, them arguing about where you were, I'm placing you, the Edom Zomim, in a different place, you're the Balei Davar, etc., etc. But while this does make a lot of sense, remember, who considered even this case to be Hazama? The Tosarit. So in light of this, all this analysis, we can now appreciate the Tosarit's Chiddush even more, that Tosarit, the Svara seems to be, that even though when they said Imanu Ayisim Ba'osu Makom, you're not arguing it, but just the mere formulation of the Edus in terms of Imanu Ayisim itself, you know, makes them the Balei Davar, or makes the Edus can be considered an Edus of Hazama. So even though the Imanu Ayisim is not really significant because the Mazim are agreeing with the Zomim, according to the Tosafot, it's a big Chiddush, the fact that you formulate the Edus of Imanu Ayisim, even though you're agreeing because it's Osu Makom, that still renders the case Hazama. So again, now we can, in light of Marav Ben Leiv's, you know, interpretation of the Rambam, we can greater, you know, have a greater appreciation of Tosafot's Chiddush. Yeah, Eitan.
Sorry, where do we draw the line? Because we would agree that if they said, yeah, we saw it and it did happen, Imanu Ayisim, we obviously agree that that's not, it's like his case was open, and they're just reaffirming what they said. So where do we draw the line between they're calling it out for, like, the Imanu Ayisim's a call out versus it's just a fact?
Yeah, I mean, according to Tosarid, it would seem like that the case of Hachasha is only when you discuss, like, Hachasha alone. It's like, in a way, Tosarid is like, they're called like the parallel opposite of the Rid. Meaning, the Rid says you only have a case of Hachasha, or you only have a case of Hachasha when you're only talking about the case at hand. You don't mention anything about the Gavar Eden. This is stark in contrast, to the Rambam, who says the only time you have a Zama is when you're only speaking about the Gavar Edim and you mention nothing about a Chasha. So the way, you see how they're parallel opposites? So like each one is saying that one, what?
No, the first one is saying that now is a case of a Chasha.
I mean, the Rid is saying the only time you have a case of a Chasha is when you don't speak about the Gavar Edim at all. When you only talk, you say, the second Kach comes in and says, Reuven didn't kill Shimon, because I was there. What says the Rid, once they say, oh, I was with you, Edim, that makes the case Hazama. Right? It's saying it's the opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says you only have a zama when you never speak about the case itself. The Ritz says the opposite. You only have a chashak when you don't speak about the gavra edim. Thank you.
It's add the Marvin Lev. You see also it's like one of Marina Raya, meaning to add on to the complete contradiction. Not just to say complete contradiction, but the reason for the complete contradiction of saying the makom acher, because if you say it wasn't but the makom, you're also going to have to like assure the fact that it didn't happen at all.
So
when you say imano ayisim but also makom,
yeah,
you also have to be sure that the case that nothing happened. Like that was what the Maharit was working on a little bit. That it could be in a case that
we'll get there. Yeah,
or maybe actually it did happen in that room. You didn't notice the shkifa or whatever. So maybe I think that's the problem of that's another story of Marvin Leib, because
is that once what, you're doing that, your sole focus is on the case itself. You're saying
no. It's like once you say. But once you admit, but also Malcolm, we were there, you're still opening the possibility that like this happened and they could have seen it. It's just worse than the Zomim are now saying, well, we didn't see it and you weren't and you were with us, so it must be it never happened.
And Mazimur are saying that.
The Mazimur are saying the Mazimur are saying we were at that Malcolm that you're saying, but well it must like you were with us, so then therefore what? Like it still could have happened. Like,
well, I mean, and then they're adding it didn't happen.
Right, so
I mean, is it a hazam of a hakasha?
How could you be sure it didn't happen? If you're already admitting to half of their edus is correct.
Well, again, that's why it's also, I mean, they're also saying that we were with the Bali Davar. I mean, the case is always hazam of a hakasha basat. You're also saying, we were with you, the edim, but we were also with the Bali Davar, and therefore we're saying.
You'd only say that if it was, only if it was the Koyom, we had our eyes on the Bali Davar the entire time.
That's what it seems like. Or whatever the time frame was. You know, the original Eidos was, it happened at 10 o'clock, then all they have to say is that. If it was just the day, then it's that. Okay, good. So now that we've seen within the Rambam, so again, we just saw that not everybody agrees with this interpretation of the Rambam, right? The Maariv ben Leiv has this alternative, understanding of the Rambam, right? So now, let's get back to it again, but the simple pshat in the Rambam that most people understand is that Hazama v'chasha v'as achas, in the classic case of Hazama v'chasha v'as achas, is considered hachasha. What's not so clear is how are you magdir what is considered hachasha v'azama v'basachas. And this gets to a very, I was referencing earlier, there was a very interesting ma'aseh that took place that a number of, late Rishonim discussed, which really gets to the core of how you're magdir hachasha v'azama v'basachas. What's the case? The case is where, the first Eidim say there's a ma'aseh kedushin that took place, in a certain place. Right, the first Kad of Edom said there's a Kedushin that took place in a certain Makom. Comes along the second Edom and say, we were in that Makom at the time of the supposed Edus. And what did they say? And you, the Edom Zomim, were not there. So again, they said, so second Kad says, we were at the Makom of the original Edus, and you, the Edom Zomim, were not there. So it's not a classic Imanu Ayisem. We weren't saying we were with you. They're just saying that you are not in the Makom Ha'edus. Right? So again, just the case itself. So that we're in the second cut. Again, in that case, the second cut are not explicitly saying anything about the case itself. But presumably, they know about the case itself. Right? Because if they were there in the supposed, in the Makom of the supposed Edus, right, they implicitly know that nothing took place. Right, because otherwise, what were they coming to argue about?
Their back could have been turned.
What?
Their back could have been turned to the.
Again, no, but what they are claiming, the first Edom come sorry, the Mazim are coming along and saying we were in that Makom, and you, the Edom Zomim, were not there. Implicitly, we'll see. It's assumed that they also know that the Maisa didn't take place, but they don't speak about the Maisa. So you have the Edom Mazimim speaking about. The lack of presence of the first cut. They know about the case itself. They know that it didn't take place, but they don't say it. So the question that's going to be discussed, is this considered hazama? Is this considered hachasha? Is it considered hazama v'hachasha v'as achas? What is the koveya for hazama v'hachasha v'as achas? So we're going to see right now that there are three different options in terms of what is the koveya for defining a case as a hazama of hachasha basachas. So first we have the Mari Beirav. The Mari Beirav is going to say the koveya is what? Anybody outside? What is the koveya? Not what you know, but what you say. According to the Mari Beirav, the koveya for when you're mounting your case as Hazama or Achasha is based on the Agadas Eidos. And therefore, Mari Beirav, we'll read inside in a moment, is going to say, as long as the second cut, the Mazimim, as long as the only thing they talk about is that the original Edom Zomim were not there, that's going to consider the case Hazama, even though they also know that the Maisa didn't take place. So even though they have the knowledge of the Hachasha, because the Haggadah's Eidos is limited to the Hazama, it's a case of Hazama. So let's see this. Anybody have Arya? Did you get to see the Mari Beirav? Oh, you can start us off. So this case, yeah. Right. He starts off with a punch, right? He's saying the case of Hazama is when they're not mayed about the Maisa, they're only mayed about the Gufa Edim. And he's saying, and therefore in this case, since they were only mayed about the Gufa Edim, that is considered Hazama. As the Ein Lo Omer. Okay, so now the Mari Beirav is asking himself, what's the implicit kash? He's saying, how can you consider this to be a case of Hazama? Normally, Hazama, you say what? Imanu Ayisem in a certain makom. I was with you in a certain makom. Here, do you have that in the title?
No, you're just saying that they weren't.
You're just saying they weren't here. It's like negative, not positive. The classic case of Imanu Ayisem is that you guys were positively the makom acher. Here, you don't have that positive location. You're just saying where they're not. So Mari Beirav says, can you still consider that to be a case of Hazama? So in short, we don't have so much time. What's the raya? Which case in the Gemara does he end up bringing a raya from? That he doesn't, we don't care about positively locating him. Exactly, Surah Nardak. He says, wait a second. There, at the time of the Eidus, you don't know where the guy was. You just know where he was later that night. And we just, you know, figure out, right? We fill in the blanks, right? We can reconstruct and say, oh, must be that you weren't at the Makom Eidus at the time of the Eidus. He says, look, so there too, you see that we don't care about, you know, figuring out where the Edom Zomim were at the time of the Eidus. As long as you know they weren't where they were supposed to be, that suffices. But then Mari Beirav himself points out, but there still is a difference. What's the difference between the Surah Naradah case and this case? In the case of Surah Naradah, do you end up placing him anywhere? Yeah. You are saying Imanu Ayisem, at least Be'erev. So there is a positive, you know, Eidus on the Makom of the Edom Zomim. While in this case, there's no, you're just saying where he's not. So the Mari Beirav says, okay, that chiluk doesn't matter. Just the ha'ara is, while the Mari Beirav says that chiluk doesn't matter, one could claim that if you take the perspective of Bali Davar, that, right, there's a case within a case, that you're considering the Edom Zomim to be the Nidon, you could say that if they're the Nidon, you need to have a positive Eidus on where they were. Right, you need to say, as in the case of the Naradah, yeah, at night, right, we have now a new Dion that your location was Bin Naradah. But in this case, right, you don't have a, you don't ever, you just tell them where they weren't. So what ends up coming out is that within the Nidon approach, you could argue, within the Bali Davar approach, you can argue and say, you know, perhaps this case can't be considered Hazama because you don't positively place them anywhere. The counter, and to explain the Mari Beirav, is Mari Beirav might say, what is the Nidon? The Nidon is not where they were, but rather the Nidon is that the Edom Zomim were giving Edo Sheker. If the Mari Beirav, right, the way to defend the Mari Beirav is that if you think that the Nidon is that they give Edo Sheker, so then it would suffice to say they weren't in the Makom that they claim to be. Because once you claim that they weren't in the Makom that they claim to be, they are the Nidon as being Meshakrim. So again, if you want to argue on the Mari Beirav, you would say, no, if they want to become the Nidon, you need to be talking about them Begavra. They need to be subjected to locate them positively. Mari Beirav will say, no, the Nidon is not just, you know, because you're talking about them positively. The Nidon is you're calling them Meshakrim. And as long as in this case you're saying that they're not in the supposed makom, that's enough to call them mishachar. Yeah. Okay. If you remember, let me know. So again, so far, again, in terms of the geder of hachasha and hazama, the first approach we've seen is the Mari Beirav, that the koveya is hagadas ha'edus. Not what you know, not what you're thinking, it's what you say. And as long as the only thing you talk about is the gufa edim, according to Ma'ar Beirav, you're going to be considered hazama, even though you know about the case itself. Yeah.
And according to Ma'ar Beirav, I assume that he's referring to when the Mazirim were in the place where the edim should have been.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So really quickly, because we have a couple of minutes.
Also, in the case of the Gemara, they don't place them in a specific place. They said we were with you at night, but that doesn't mean they don't place them in a specific place in the morning.
Correct, not in the morning, but at night. At least you mean, because you could say there's a nidon. I mean, you could say that. Meaning, if them as bali davers that you're talking about. I mean, the nidon is their location. And you could say the nidon is their location. So, in order for that to be a nidon, you might say you need to therefore provide a positive location.
Nidon is their location at the time that they're claiming the mice
okay.
happened.
Okay, yeah, that's Mari Beirav's. I'm just saying that. Okay. Fair point. The second opinion, in terms of how to magdir the difference between Hazama and Achasha, is Marabach. Right? Marabach argues, right? Again, we don't have so much time, but I guess we have the first couple of lines we can read. Shmuel, do you have it? At least the first line?
I mean, what's the Achasha of the Mari
Beirav? Mari Beirav says it's only when they. In their Haggadah's Eidos, they contradict the case itself. Yeah, Shmuel, just go for the Marabach. And he's a Medayak in the Rambam, that the Rambam throughout is always about in on a Yodim. Right, in earlier, right, Elohe Edim Shazim, in Yodim. So Marabach is Medayik in the Rambam, that the Koveya for considering the case Hachasha is whether the Edim Mazimim know about the case itself. And therefore, Marabach is going to say, in this case, where the Edim Mazimim know that the Maisa Kedushin didn't take place, that is going to be considered a case of Hachasha Vazama Vazachas. So while Mari Beirav says, no, since they only talk about the Gufa Edim, it's Hazama, the Marabach says, no, the Koveya is not the Haggadah's Edus, the Koveya is your Yediya, and once they know not only about the Gufa Edim, but they also know about the Gufa Edus, that's going to be considered a case of Achasha and Zbidayik, then in the Rambams, where the Rambam keeps saying, in Anu Yodim. Really quickly, the last and final opinion is the Marid himself. Because Marit has one line, right? Marit is focused very much. Anyone remember which line in the Rambam? Right, not on the Ein on the Yodim, but which one? Hishkichu, and he's basically saying if it's all about Yediya, right? Marit says Hishkichu means like, oh, they weren't dealing with the case because they didn't deal with the case, and the Marit is saying if they don't know about the case, so then like, what's the chiddush? They're not dealing about it. They don't know about it. So Marit is medayik from them. The lower Hishkichu says that even if they know about a case. That's not going to make it a chasha, right? It's only going to, the koveya for a chasha is the kavana of the edim. Bichirish. Even if the edim know about the case itself, if the edim mazima only have in mind to focus on the gufa edim, it's a case of azama. If they have in mind to focus on the gufa edus, it's a chasha. If they have in mind to do both, again, it's a chasha within the Rambam. So again, just to summarize, so Mari Beirav says the koveya is the Haggadah Sa'idus, the content of the Eidus itself. The Marabach says the koveya is the idea of the Mazimim. And the Marit says the koveya is the Kavana. Yeah.
How do Marit explain the line that Ilu Eidus is Ilan Inan Yodim Iniya Dar Aloha? Like Ram says, like they don't know if it happened.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Like he really plays up the low Ishkichu. And it sounds like he, therefore, even if they do know about it, yeah, I'm not sure. It's not something to do. Yeah.
How do you...
Okay, well, I think we're going to stop here. I'll feel free to ask on the way out.